Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning. Looks like it's going to be a great day, but Linda will be telling you about that. Hey, our phone numbers here are 605-4567. For you people that are listening to us on the streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you're far, far away, it's 530-605-4567. Give us a call. Let us know where you are and what you're doing. If you have anything you'd like to send us, just send it to us at Linda@KCNR1460.com. And gosh, what a great day this is going to be. You know, it's fair week. I can't help it. I love the fair. I just get right, you know, I run in there and Linda, you know, slaps my hands away from the corn dogs and all that. We'll talk about that.
Oh, no, you can bring all that. You know, you can't go to the fair without having all the goods.
Got to have all those goods. You know what?
Cotton candy, maybe?
No. Even I have a problem with cotton candy. But speaking of cotton candy, because he's such a sweetie, Bad Bob.
Ooh, yes. Technology is a great thing right up to the point where it quits working.
Okay. It looks like you got it rebooted now. Computers are all went down at 5:15 this morning.
We're semi-functional. We're working on it.
Well, we've always been semi-functional, but being fully functional and here and ready and present is Linda.
At least you didn't say dysfunctional.
I would never say
that.
I
like fully functional. Thank you, and good morning. You know, today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 81. I don't know about you guys, but can you hear the pollen count? And, you know, we cooked outside last night. Very windy. I'm not sure that was such a great idea, but you know, it's beautiful out. So, you know, we like to be able to take in this weather while we can. A couple of announcements. Want you to know that the 18th of June is another night of movies at the park with Enjoy Magazine. They're putting on movies on Fridays. It's called Movies in the Park, and of course all movies start at dusk, and that's in Caldwell Park. In July it's going to be Anderson River Park, but let's just get on what's happening. So, you know, I don't want to give you too many movies to go see, but The Wedding Planner is on the 18th, so great date night, you guys. Here's a perfect opportunity. You could put a little you know, fried chicken, a corn on the cob, and put out that wonderful homemade quilt, or, you know, just a blanket out there and enjoy this wonderful, beautiful Jumbotron kind of blow up. I don't even know how to explain that thing that they watch the movies on. But anyway, that's the 18th, and that is The Wedding Planner. And if you've never seen that movie, inside that movie they show Movies in the Park in New York City. So it's very cool that they're doing that. And then again on the 25th is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. So if you want to take your kids, it's free. And it's really an awesome night. So
and they're family movies.
Totally family movies.
Totally family movies.
Speaking of family, another film series that's happening, we want to be able to announce this too, is the California Association of Midwives presents Birth Night at the Movies. Now, this is at the Shasta County Library in the community room. So on June 30th, one of the movies that goes from 6:30 to 8 is The Business of Being Born. Interesting movies. I'm going to post this. So you might want to, if you want more information, you can call me here. And then there's Birth into Being, Russian Water Birth Experience, and Home Sweet Home Birth. So those are interesting. They're showing us at the library to educate people, which they do.
Do you remember
so
being
well.
Born? Do you remember that? Dark, 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 light, 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 light? Bob was
I
telling me he
remember
remembers
that.
It. You know, hey. And we're going to take a quick break. You know, we've got a full show today. We've got Patrick Jones. Mayor Patrick Jones is coming in. You know, yesterday was the marathon of all council meetings. 7 hours and 45 minutes last night.
Are you sure he's coming in this morning?
Well, he said he was, and they said they were still probably working at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he said he was coming in, and maybe we'll, you know, go down and throw rocks at his truck or something until he comes out. But that should be a lot. But there's a lot to discuss about that meeting, anywhere from the initiative that's supposed to be on the ballot that was voted for. We're talking about the land for the bridge. We're talking about housing developments. There's a whole lot of things that came on the agenda last night, and we're going to discuss all those today at 8 o'clock.
And then I have a couple of emails I have to read that are really funny. They're going to just lighten up your day.
And we want to talk about the fair, because guess what? We have two tickets to the fair, and it starts today. We're going to take a quick break. We're not going to tell you when we're going to give away those tickets. We're just going to give them away. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 10th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 19th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to the Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, your community utility.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the crew, would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and Fleetwide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott at 7:15 exactly.
Are you revved up?
Exactly in the morning.
Are you revved up? That sounds like you want to like rev your engine up on that one.
I know you have a couple of things, but you know what? Then we can go into our 60th day of BP and the President.
You can rant in a minute, but first I want to read an email.
Sounds like a comedy.
Well,
it's a comedy of errors.
Before we go there, I have to. This is hilarious. A friend sent this yesterday. The top 10 reasons men prefer rifles over women.
And I find this hard to believe that you would be reading this and finding it so amusing.
Number 10, you can trade an old 44 for a new 22. Number 9, you can keep one rifle at home and have another for when you're on the road. Number 8, if you admire a friend's rifle and tell him so, he'll probably let you try it out a few times. Number 7, your primary rifle doesn't mind if you keep another rifle for a backup. Number 6, your rifle will stay with you even when you run out of ammo. Number 5, a rifle doesn't take up a lot of closet space. Number 4, rifles function normally every day of the month. Number 3, a rifle doesn't ask, do these new grips... Let me go over here. Number 3, a rifle doesn't ask, do these new grips make me look fat? Number 2, a rifle doesn't mind if you go to sleep after you use it.
And the number 1 reason,
you can buy a silencer for a rifle.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
You know, if I
know you guys out there that love to shoot are just totally cracking up at that. I had to share that for you. That's for all the men in the house.
If I read that, I wouldn't have gotten through number 10.
Yes, you would have.
Okay, it's time for day 60 of the BP and the President show. You know, what they've said is the U.S. boosts flow estimate of BP oil leak by 50%. Team of scientists upped their high-end estimate of the amount of crude oil flowing from BP picks stricken Gulf of Mexico well by 50%. The most likely flow rate of oil today ranges from 35,000 to 60,000 barrels. And this is a significant jump from the last estimate issued by the flow rate technical group of 20,000 to 40,000 barrels per day. You know, even at the minimum estimated rate. Now, you know, sit down and just think about this, my friends. Even at the minimum estimated rate of 35,000 barrels produced daily, the ruptured well has dumped nearly 2 million barrels of oil in the Gulf of Mexico since April 20th. Nearly 8 times the amount the Exxon Valdez spilled into the Prince William Sound in Alaska in 1989. Now, I mean, this is horrible. So last night, you know, so finally, President Obama got, you know, mobilized. He's had his fourth trip. And last night, he gave us a speech from the Oval Office, his first speech on what was happening, or what they were doing, and what it meant. Well, unfortunately, what the president said and what's true or possible may be two things. One of the things the president said, we will make BP pay for the damage their company has caused and will do whatever is necessary to have the Gulf Coast and its people recover from this tragedy. In fact, he's going to have, he said that the fund that he wants BP to set up is not even going to be controlled by BP. In order to ensure that all legitimate claims are paid out in a fair manner, the account must be administered by an independent third party. Well, the facts are, is an independent arbitrator is no more bound to the government's wishes than an oil company's. There is no certainty BP will be forced to make the Gulf economy whole again, or that the taxpayers are off the hook for the thousands of costs associated with the spiller cleanup. There are no guarantees, and the past is not reassuring. It took 20 years to sort through the liability after Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska, and in the end, The damages were slashed by the courts to about $500 million from $2.5 billion. Many people had lost their livelihoods in the spill, died without even seeing a check. Obama says from the very beginning of this crisis, the federal government has been in charge of the largest environmental cleanup in the history of our nation, when indeed that's not necessarily the truth. They've been there for 60 days. Doing this, and even though that they established a command center and Thad Allen was in charge of coordinating the overall spill response, it was BP officials and BP who did it. There's just many things that could have been done on the BP disaster. And just take it with a grain of salt, what the president's saying. We've approved these berms. Well, they approved the berms 45 days after Governor Jindal asked to have them built. 45 days. The Corps of Engineers were saying, we're not sure if it'll work. It could do more damage. But you know what? Nothing else was working. They needed a shot at it. You need sometimes to make a decision and go for it. And then fix that decision instead of trying to come up with every right answer for something like this. There was too many things in the water, too many things going on. And again, we go into the
cell phone. Cell phone. Number one rule: don't have your cell phone on while you're on the air. But you know, sometimes we forget.
Sometimes we forget. Bob, turn off your cell phone.
Yes, boss.
Okay. Anyway, the part about this the whole part about this whole thing is that the Obama administration should have moved a lot faster with a lot more force. It should have accepted the help that other people were trying to give us, and to come out now and say, oh, all this is going to happen when indeed we know it may not happen, is just kind of trying to blow smoke at us. Let's have the truth. Let's have somebody engaged. Let's have somebody tell us what's going on and what he's going to do to fix it. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
We buy.
We sell.
We're local.
We're reliable.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
When it comes to medical imaging, patients have more rights than they realize. Many don't realize they can choose their medical imaging facility. Many patients also don't know the differences between imaging facilities. MD Imaging is the most fully equipped medical imaging center in the North State, and it's the only facility in which your diagnosis can be a group decision among highly experienced radiologists. In addition, all of our radiologists are certified to meet the high standards of the American College of Radiology. Here's Dr. John Hohmeister.
MD Imaging is the only facility in our area with 15 board-certified radiologists on staff. This allows a radiologist to collaborate with their peers on a diagnosis. When you're dealing with life-threatening illnesses, that's important.
Choose the leader in medical imaging. MD Imaging. Trust.
Daddy, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, carnival, auto racing, lawnmower races, pig races, destruction derby, BMX, motocross, mini cycles, Pepsi, Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions. You'll find all that and more today through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with fairs no place like home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including Shasta County's 6th annual Idol Competition. Today is Kids Day. All kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, sign up to win lots of cool prizes from Waterworks Park, Viking Skate Country, Need to Speed, Oasis Fun Center, and a digital camera. Drawing on the Pepsi stage at 6 p.m. Must be present to win. Dress circle seating for Clay Walker and the fabulous Thunderbirds are on sale now. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com for more information. Fun for the whole family now through Sunday at the biggest five-day event in the county at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Daddy, can I ride the ride, eat cotton candy, and...
You can't say no to that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
This is Dr. Laura. Listen to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Espresso Joe's, 30 or 40 different types of coffee, prepared 60 or 70 different ways. If you can't find the coffee you want there and a way to prepare it, I don't think you're trying very hard. And then you go next door, drink your coffee, drink your favorite drink there. They have free Wi-Fi to sit there and enjoy yourself. Espresso Joe's, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. that support this community.
Oh, we're taking your emails here at linda@kcnr1460.com. Oh, listen to my nose. A little pollen there going on anyway. So taking your emails, we do have, we're going to be talking about the energy fair and what that's all about here in a little bit. Want to let you know about the weather. Currently 58 degrees. Going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 81. Yes, it's 7:25 in the morning. And we have, you were really intense on the oil spill and what's happening with the BP problem.
You know, yeah, you know, the last thing is that when Obama said that he says that he has issued a six-month moratorium on deep well, drilling. That's not true. What he's issued a moratorium on is new wells, exploration wells. The ones that are out there pumping, my friends, are still pumping. So, anyway, now, as Linda said, we're going to be talking the REU Energy Fair. And we're going to have Patrick Jones on today, and we're going to be talking about everything that happened yesterday in that 7-hour, 45-minute meeting that they have. You know, but I want to talk about on Thursday we're having. I don't know if you saw it on Channel 7, but they did a pretty good story on the war that's going on up in Trinity County. And yes, my friends, it's a war. When there's gunshots, when there's people fearing for their lives, when there are people raping the land, destroying the environment.
Where are the environmentalists when we need them? Really?
Where is the Sierra Club
now?
Where's
the protesting?
You know, it's really a great idea to buy, you know, for this marijuana plan that, you know, that, oh, people need their medicinal marijuana. Well, this is a perfect example of unintended consequences because here it comes. People are coming in from all over. They're knocking down trees. They're burning them. They are then planting marijuana. They're putting fences up. They're shooting. There's gunshots. Trinity County Sheriff, he and his 9 deputies. Let me tell you, there's not a lot going on. If you haven't seen that story on Channel 7, you need to see it. But then Thursday morning, you need to listen. Our guest is somebody who's living right in the middle of it. She's our correspondent from Trinity and the Marijuana Wars. So that's going to be at 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay, we have phone calls. Bob, let's go to line one. You want to talk about the oil spill? What's happening? What's on your mind?
Well, do we know who's in charge down there yet?
Well, you know, it depends on which channel you listen to, you know.
You know, I don't understand how Obama's ratings are so high still. I mean, they're in the 40s, but so much he's done wrong, or he doesn't do, I guess would be a better word.
Well, they are plummeting over his handling of the oil spill, as they should.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they're in the 40s. I would think they'd be down in the 20s or something.
You know, wait till it washes into a Miami Beach, then I'm sure they'll probably drop a little bit.
And that Trinity problem is that we have a friend lives up there too, and they're shooting their guns all the time, automatic weapons and everything.
You know, I don't think people realize how bad it is. Oh, let's just have this little marijuana law so people can have their medicinal marijuana, thinking they'll grow a plant in their backyard. Uh-uh.
No.
This is big business, and the people are paranoid up there, and they're using their weapons all the time. And it's just a matter of time till somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, in fact, B&T Satellite guy was telling me he had an installer go up there, and the guy he met was a Marine home from Iraq, and he met him with rifles and guns and everything to protect the installer.
So the installer coming up there to install the satellite needed to be protected. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
You're welcome. See you later.
You bet.
Let's go to line two. Paul, just have a few minutes. What's on your mind? 45 seconds. 45 seconds. Paul,
you're on. Yeah. KCNR.
Yes. All right. You were speaking about that oil spill.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a type of a person that whenever I hear of any type of problem, I try to come up with some ideas how to solve it.
Okay. Now, Paul, we want to listen to those solutions, but we're on a hard break right now for the news. Can you hang on, and we'll bring you on right after the news is over? It'll be a couple of minutes. Okay, thanks.
Should I hang on the phone or put the radio on and listen?
No, just hang on the phone, and we'll be right back to you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All
right. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Join us right after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The White House says if BP doesn't set up an independent entity to handle damage claims in the Gulf, the government will take over that task. It may be a sign of tameflation. U.S. import prices see the biggest decline in nearly a year, down 0.6% as petroleum costs plunge. BlackBerry wants to take a bite out of Apple. Smartphone maker RIM is testing a touchscreen device with a pull-out keyboard. The Wall Street Journal reports the company is also developing a tablet to compete with the iPad. Best Buy did not have the best quarter. Net income up by 1%. That was lower than expected. The company sold more TVs, but at lower prices. Sales of games, music, and movies were down. Spirit passengers are out of luck. The airline's pilots are striking, at least through Thursday, with more contract talks set for today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
The healthcare industry is the fastest-growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Good morning, Wedding. How are you this morning?
Welcome back.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 81, currently 60 degrees here in the beautiful North State, 7:34 in the morning on the 16th of June. We have a caller on the line we've brought over from the 7:30 break, and we were talking about the BP oil spill. So, Paul, Good morning, Paul, and continue.
If you'd like to make a call.
We lost Paul. All right. So, anyway, if you get a chance, Paul, and you're listening.
Yeah, Paul, just call us back, you know, because Paul said he had a solution. And Paul, are you there?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great, Paul. Okay, now, you have a solution for this.
Well, I think I do. First, let me say it's good to hear your voices again. I called you several times on the other station.
Uh-huh.
And I finally found you, and so I'll be calling frequently.
Yay, right, anyway, tell your friends.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, the idea is this. We'll start from the bottom. You got this oil coming out in the bottom of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Get a big funnel and encase it in a big frame, sort of a box frame,
uh-huh,
with weight. Lower it down, cover in the inside of the funnel, coat it with some sort of, putty or rubber or something to act as a sealant. Drop this funnel over the oil spill, and on the other end of the funnel, the small part, have a flexible tube or a pipe that goes all the way up, 1 mile up into the surface of the ocean. And when the oil starts coming out,
and it just, you can catch it that way.
An oil tanker.
Well, you know, I think that's kind of part of what they're doing now. The first time they tried, you know, what you were talking about, and, you know, that was one of their first plans. Methane ice kind of built up in it, and so you couldn't do it. But
anyways.
And it's a plan, and they've done, like, I guess they're on plan number.
The top flips off.
Yeah.
The water starts squirting up. When you get the little funnel, put some of that magic putty on the inside.
And that works?
Cover it, and then on the other end, put a little hose, and you can direct it that way.
Well, you know what? Who was that guy that used to sell that magic putty that died?
I got another idea about the beaches. You say, use your right hand will be the part where the water, the ocean line, where the water comes in on the beach, and your left hand will be the top of the beach. Okay, when you get one of those big rolls of plastic like they have on a baseball field, take it out, and on the right hand, when the water comes in on the beach, and it does cover the whole beach up.
Cover the beach with plastic.
Yeah, right. And the part that you put into the water, mm-hmm, you'll have to sink it with weights to hold it down.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, then one more. The other idea.
Okay, last one.
Oh, yeah, right. The water that's up on the surface of the ocean, get some of these like helicopters or tankers that they use for fighting forest fire.
And skim it off.
Fill it up with like sawdust or something that is absorbent.
Uh-huh.
Spray it onto the
and so it absorbs it all.
Yeah, right, and then they can scoop it off.
Then you can scoop it off.
I'll be calling in.
Yeah. Well, we're so happy that you found us
again. Thanks for switching over.
Oh, yeah,
tell your friends.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye. You know, it's always good to have listeners come back to us.
You know, 10 years
ago.
Didn't
know where we were.
That's right. It makes us feel warm and cozy.
Maybe we should put our name
out
someplace.
You came and found us.
Put little posters all over the place. Said, have you seen these people?
You know, 10 years ago, we were in an energy crisis. So coming back, we're going to be talking to a couple gentlemen here that are going to be telling you about a very special event that's happening on June 19th. You don't want to miss it. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. I just want to correct. I love that. So is that correct? Yes or no is a good question, and I like absolutely. It's fabulous. This is Carla Lindabot here. We're going to take a break. Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series beginning Friday, June 4th. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9. That's June 4th and June 25th and throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. Call 474-5546 for the Anselmo Vineyard Summer Music Series beginning June 4th. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Good morning. It's 7:44 in the morning, and we're rocking here. Okay, we've been talking about BP oil spills and things the president said that could or cannot be true. Talking about how much BP oil is being spilled into the ocean, twice as much as they thought, or 50% more, up to 60 million gallons, and a few other things. And then we had people calling in to tell us how they would fix it. We've also been talking about marijuana wars, but now we're going to go into another energy, and this is happy energy. In our studios are two representatives from the Reading Electric Utility, and Matthew Madison. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having us here.
You bet. And Adrian Mallory.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thank
Great.
You.
And we're talking about something that's pretty cool. We're talking about the REU Energy Fair. So, Matt, you want to start us off on this?
This is a big deal, Carl. It's our 10th annual event, and it's one of the largest events that the community puts on. It's probably REU's signature event each year. We expect somewhere around 5,000 people to parade through the event, 40-plus vendors, family-friendly activities for kids on the north end of the bridge, and all kinds of enlightening, educational, energy-efficient methods and measures that can be taken away from this event. So everybody that comes down will be well-entertained and well-educated.
Well, you know, it's going to be at Turtle Bay at the Exploration Park. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 19th. And you can even get a free breakfast for the first 1,500 people.
Absolutely. Burger King will be cooking up breakfast burritos for the first 1,500 folks. And it is at the Sundial Bridge, so a very scenic. We've my man Adrian right next to me here is the chair of the event, and he's planned perfect weather. So it should be nice and cool right there alongside the river, and promised to be a good time.
So, Adrian, tell us about the Energy Fair. What if I show up, what am I going to see there? Or when I show up, I should say.
Actually, you're going to see a lot. You're going to see over 40 different vendors.
that have solar displays. We have appliance vendors. We've got HVAC vendors, insulation, new high-tech energy-saving devices. And there's going to be a lot of them that are going to be given. We're going to be giving out some bonus rebates to people that want to purchase and save some energy. And, you know, yesterday I had a guy ask me an interesting question, and he says, why would REU want its customers to save power? He says, you're selling power. He says, why would you want them to save? Well, the difference between us and some of the other utilities is we're community-owned, so it's actually to our benefit to save power so we don't have to buy peaking power between 2 and 6, which costs our customers, which actually are stockholders, more money. And the way you save money is to actually have lower rates. So it helps us keep the rates down.
Well, that's good because, you know, I've noticed that energy-saving devices and all that, I mean, we get phone calls probably twice a week. Put in a new air conditioning system, and you will say the government will give you $2,500. You'll save money on it. You know, but it's not going to cost you more than this much money. You know, the whole thing, and because there's so much more energy efficient. I mean, do you find, is that true? I mean, are the new air conditioning systems, or you know, the central air and heat, are they that much more efficient?
Oh yes, and the biggest thing is that they are more efficient, and you want to make sure you get them right sized for your house. Something that we push pretty hard is not to oversize an air conditioning unit for your house.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, you want to get your ductwork checked out. New air conditioning unit is not going to do you any good if you're blowing it into the attic. So it's all of one big package.
Yeah, we're kind of like air conditioning underneath our house right now. I've noticed that, so we're going to have to go do a little ductwork here this week. the skunks under there are happy.
I'm sure we're not alone. I'm sure that many people right now are getting to that point where they're turning their air conditions on. Their air condition. We have two air conditioners, but it just depends, you know, because our house is 1941, so it's been, you know, added on to and so on and so forth. But
proper permits, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. But the the exciting part of what's going on here June 19th with the Energy Fair is it's a place to bring your kids. And they've got really fun things like the slides, the water slide, the bucket, how fun. I want to go on a bucket truck ride.
Do they put you up and down?
They put you up and down.
Awesome.
The big guys that work on the poles.
Yeah. Now, see, at the end of this, too, for children that are 12 and under, you can get your beginning electric lineman card so you can become a journeyman electrician and work for the city the next time that we have problems and there's storms out there.
Wow.
Did you know that? Y'all didn't know that, right?
That's a new program.
Introduced live here on the Carl
here
and Linda show.
Okay, I might have been.
Call Carl and Linda for more information.
I may be a little,
and I also
maybe a little bit proactive with
for
that
the
one.
First 1,500 attendants, free breakfast.
That's what they said. You know, they're
so how much fun?
Breakfast burritos there. And so, you know, I really like the idea. Because the big thing, though, is promoting energy savings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you get hit with that bill, it's just wow. I mean, there's times during the year that it's very manageable. You know, it's in between cold and heat. But now we're starting to ramp up again. Now, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, can we talk about solar heating or the solar transition? Because there's so much talked about that. Can we?
Sure. Love to.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
Love to.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Our guests are the gentlemen that are putting on the Redding Electric Utility Energy Fair, Matthew Madison and Adrian Mallory. Join us after these messages.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store now has SPT evaporative coolers in stock. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, and for a limited time, they're offering it for only $149.95. For less than $1 a day, you can beat the heat. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today. As Seen on TV store located at 1746 Churn Creek Road behind Dairy Queen.
Honey, take me to the fair. How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Meet Mary Ellen Walsh, owner of a new Chevy Equinox.
One day I was driving the old Hyundai and I was going to pick the kids up. It was really bad weather and I was slip sliding all over the road. I just didn't want a compact car anymore. I had to have an all-wheel drive. These are my children. I just had to feel safe. And it was kind of like, you know, the last straw. And that's when we started looking. After research, we wanted to go with the Chevy Equinox because of the warranty, the great mileage, and the all-wheel drive. I feel safe. That's what's most important. Now, I'm in this, and I'm like riding on top of the world. It's great. I feel safe. I have control. I'm not going to slip and slide all over the road when it snows. I love it.
To hear more of Mary Ellen's story and to learn more about Equinox, visit Chevy.com, and may the best car win. Based on EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mullen, and I believe every person deserves a beautiful, healthy smile. In my dental practice, I listen to my patients' concerns and fit the treatment plan to their needs. My loyal team is dedicated to providing treatment using the latest technology with integrity, and we change lives one smile at a time. I'm Dr. Mullen, and your best dental experience is our best day. I look forward to hearing from you. 223-0436.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:54 in the morning. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a high of 84, mostly sunny today.
So. That's right. You know, we're talking the Reading Energy Electric Utility Energy Fair, their annual energy fair. We've got Adrian Mallory and Matt Madison here, and we're going to talk. We're going to ask him a few questions about solar power.
Yeah,
that's going to be some of the events out there. Is different ways of saving energy, and solar power is one of them. The solar power have to really bust your bankroll and put you in debt for the rest of your life.
Well, solar is coming more affordable. It's come down in price about 35% in the last year or two. And right now, for a limited time only, REU will pay a rebate of up to 37% of the cost of the project. On top of that, you can get a 30% tax credit from the feds, and so you can get into a project right now for about a third of the cost. Now, at the Energy Fair, we will be demonstrating solar PV. We'll be powering our solar music, and we've got a really cool solar garden in our solar circle of love, as we call it, at the south end of the bridge this year. And we'll have trees and bushes and all the water-wise landscaping implementation and really, really efficient irrigation systems, all powered by our PV solar tracker trailer. And I got to thank real quickly our
solar tracker trailer. Can you like park that in front of my house for the summer, and we just use it as a demonstration thing? You hook our house to it.
Well, we'll talk offline about that.
Matt, you're just not being real positive. First, it's a junior electric lineman.
I'm going to put that right on the same list as the junior apprenticeship for kids.
Matt, you were about ready to do a shout out.
Yeah. Our friends in water and wastewater, Pam Clackler and Martha Vist. This event, like I said earlier, we're expecting about 5,000 people. It takes a small army of effort to put this thing together, so we couldn't do it without all of our friends and supporters and fellow workers in various public works departments around the city.
Well, you know what? Probably people in the wastewater department don't get too many shout-outs. So, hey, here you go. What's your name again?
We love them. Pam Clackler, Martha Vist. That's just the start.
There you go. Pam and Martha.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's ring the bell. they're our wastewater heroes here, heroines.
Let me talk about our solar circle of love or our garden again, because
solar circle of love.
Come on down and see it. You got to see it to believe it. But we'll be offering up to $4 a watt for the first 5 customers to take advantage of this.
$4 a watt?
Yeah.
What? Okay, it's 20.
Let me explain. Right. It costs about $6.50 a watt to install PV on your rooftop or on a ground mount system. And so 2/3 of that, roughly, would be covered by an REU rebate for the first 5 customers that come and see us here.
Okay, now we've been kidding around here. Now we're talking about big bucks here.
Yeah.
And this is for people that want to put up the solar, and the you're going to be paying instead of paying $6.50 a watt. And how many watts is a house?
Well, that's a good question, Carl, because one of the vendors that I work closely with says, well, when he's asked how much is a PV system, he'll say, well, how much is a bag of groceries? What do you have in? Is it crab or is it hamburger? You know, is it hot dogs or is it filet mignon?
You can go the, yeah, okay.
But the first couple of steps is to find out what kind of energy you're using currently, your usage history, and you can do that by contacting me at the City of Reading. How much of your load do you want to offset? Do you want to offset all of it, 50% of it, you know, quarter of it? And so then you make your decision based on that, and how much can you afford? It all comes down to economics at the end of the day.
Well, now, you know, Linda, remember the people across the street from your parents put in a system, and it cost them like $35,000. But their electric bills were running around $900 a month, because down there in PG&E.
Okay, Sacramento.
I mean, we're down Sacramento out in Granite Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, really, if you don't owe money on your house, so you take out a second on it, which you have to do probably, and you put something like this in, immediately you're saving, if around here, an average of probably $300 a month, depending on how big your house is,
right,
or 400. But down there, if they're saving an average of $800 a month, you know, in 3 or 4 years, this is paid off, and now you've got something in your house that makes it worth even more. You've got a system in your house. I mean, am I thinking wrongly on this? Am I in wrong think, or...
In PG&E country, the PV or solar actually pays for itself much more quickly, because with tiered rates, it can help prevent you from entering into those red premium zones of 36, 48 cents, whatever the case might be, per kilowatt hour. With REU's rates at flat 11.51 cents per kilowatt hour all month long, you're paying for the same price for a kilowatt hour at the end of the month as you were at the beginning. So that PV payback is considerably slower.
Okay. Well... but it still can offset some of this.
With the aggressive rebates, that helps offset. And as I said, for a limited time only, and shortly we will be de-escalating rebates. But for right now, even on a standard rebate, we would offer as much as $3.07 a watt, or $2.42 if it's not facing due west high tilt.
Okay.
One more thing, though.
All right.
We'll be baking solar cookies. We've got some wonderful volunteers from Reading Christian School, and those kids will be baking solar cookies in our sun ovens at the solar garden at the south end of the bridge. And so stop on by for a taste of these beautiful cookies that the kids make for us.
That's right. And now here's an important thing. It's going to be nice and warm and hot, so bring your own water. You have water refilling stations.
Yes,
is that right?
Water refilling stations this year. We've given away bottles for the last 2 years, and now it's time to bring them back.
That's right, and because we're recycling here.
Yeah, that's right. And as Matt was saying, the solar cookies, they're solar thermal, which is different than solar.
Okay.
And there's also some displays of solar thermal hot water heating systems down there, which is that is something that's pretty viable in REU's territory, because your hot water heater is the second biggest user of electricity in your house.
Okay. Well, you know what? Our guests have been Adrian Mallory and Matthew Madison, and they've been talking about the REU Energy Fair. It's going to be on June 19th down at the Sundial Bridge down at Turtle Bay. There's going to be 1,000 things going on there. It sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to try and get down there for that. You're going to have things for the kids, breakfast, the first 1,500, all types of energy appliances. We're talking about also how you can save money.
We also have a caller, but we're going to take a hard break for Fox News, so maybe we can ask Dick to hang on through, because I think we only have like 30 seconds left, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Well, I tell you
so
what.
Will you guys stay with us past the break, and we'll cover, maybe Dick has a question for you.
Sure.
We can answer.
Love to.
We'll talk a little bit more about the fair. This is Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. We are going to be back after these Fox News mess that, well, I wonder what's happening. Fox
oh, yeah,
News.
Well, that's true. But Patrick Jones has just given us a call.
That's
He's
right.
unable to be with us this morning, but he will be with us Thursday morning.
Friday morning.
I mean Friday morning. Friday morning he'll be with us.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They've been capturing it. Now BP is burning oil in another containment system as maybe 2.5 million gallons keep gushing at the bottom of the Gulf. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, this is another first attempt at a collection technique, burning off oil as it's collected from the capped well at the Deepwater Horizon site. Some of the crude they're capturing is being sent up a special boom and then ignited. The energy company thinks they can burn off anywhere between 210,000 and 420,000 gallons a day this way. That's in addition to what they siphon and collect, Dave.
Evan, President Obama says BP will pay for this disaster, a message he may be repeating, meeting with top executives at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
And those BP executives have been here for about 45 minutes. The president is only expected to join for part of the meeting. The main topic, setting up a compensation fund, one that White House advisor David Axelrod says is not controlled by BP.
So people in the Gulf don't get slow-walked right. on their legitimate claims.
Republicans also support pressuring BP to pay up.
BP deserves to be beat up on. I mean, this is a monumental environmental disaster.
But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell criticized the president for trying to use the disaster to push his energy policies. Dave?
Mike, first it was gay marriage allowed in California, then voters outlawed it. Today, closing arguments in a federal lawsuit challenging the ban. A judge's decision may be weeks away. It could also end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. He's feeling better. General David Petraeus testifying at a hearing the day after he fainted at the Senate, saying, don't misinterpret next July's troop timetable in Afghanistan.
The date when a process begins, based on conditions, not the date when the U.S. heads for the exit.
Two U.S. troops were killed today in a bombing in northern Afghanistan. Stocks are down so far about 40 points on Wall Street after reports showing new home construction dropped 10% last month, the lowest level of the year. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Meeting with clients and colleagues is important, but business travel is such a hassle. Now you can do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. Host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos right from your desk. GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Right now you can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code 45. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and type in 45.
Father's Day is here, so give Dad the new personalized video gift card from the Home Depot. There's nothing like it. This one lets you make a video for Dad to watch online and in 3D if he's got a webcam. Plus, new lower prices means Dad can stretch your dollars further on what he really wants. So this Father's Day, give Dad a personalized video gift card. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. stores only.
Iran isn't taking new UN sanctions lying down. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad saying the world must be punished for punishing Iran, and he won't give one iota of concessions. This as Iran plans to step up enriching uranium and build four new nuclear research facilities. It appears Israel is getting ready to ease its blockade on Gaza.
After Gaza came under Hamas control 3 years ago, Israel banned a long list of foodstuffs, electronics, and building materials from entering the enclave, saying it was a vital security measure. But Israel has been under great international pressure to lift the blockade ever since IDF commandos intercepted a ship carrying aid to Gaza, leaving 9 Turkish activists dead. Egypt has since relaxed its border with Gaza, and the EU says it's time to open up Gaza's economy and tackle unemployment. In Jerusalem, Nina Donaghy, Fox News Radio.
A man arrested at Fort Gordon in Georgia. The army saying hand grenades were found inside his vehicle on the base. But it's not being called a terror case. The man was already a suspect in a theft of military gear at Fort Gordon. Chaos in New York at a concert that never happened.
It was supposed to be a free concert at New York City's South Street
Seaport featuring rapper Drake and pop band Hanson, but it was canceled after an overflow of fans got rowdy.
Crazy. They throwing chairs, bottles, everything.
On word that Drake would be 90 minutes late. Six people injured, several arrested.
I can say thank God I made it out of there.
New York City police say organizers expected 10,000 fans, but twice that many showed up to the free show. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
Dogs, not this man's best friend in Ohio. A 30-year-old found dead by his father yesterday afternoon in a pool of blood, killed by the family's nine dogs. Hundreds of bite wounds all over his body. Officers killed two of the dogs as they arrived at the scene. The other seven were put to sleep, all getting rabies tested. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:06 in the morning. Hey, Mayor Patrick Jones was supposed to be on this morning.
Oh, he called. He didn't get home till 2:30. He said, "Let me just come on where my thoughts can be clear." You know, he didn't really say that, but he just said, "Let me come on." And so we're going to have him on Friday, and we'll get a full.
You know,
report.
The thing about it is that they were there late last night, and there's going to be a lot of questions about what happened, because we've got questions. We've got questions about this initiative that's been floated out about, the health benefits and retirement benefits. Now they're doing initiatives about Turtle Bay, about the land out at the airport. There's a lot of things that came up in that meeting last night. 7 hours and 45 minutes, the city council meeting,
Wow.
Yeah.
Marathon.
Anyway, okay, let's go to the phones here. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Thank you for waiting.
Well, my pleasure. My question of the gentleman, your guest speaker, is when you get this array of solar panels up on the roof of your house, how do you go about re-roofing your house? Because one day you're going to have to re-roof your house.
Yeah, that's a great question, sir. It's best probably to make sure that roof is in good repair before you install any solar on top of it, because that solar is a long-term investment. It actually mitigates the wear of the sun and weather on the roof directly under the array. But, boy, if it's due for a replacement anytime soon, it's best to take care of that before you lay down any solar on top of it.
So in addition to the investment of the solar panel, you might be looking at re-roofing your house before you put this thing up there.
Well, you raise another excellent point, because solar is still pound for pound, dollar for dollar, one of the most expensive premium sources of energy that one can buy, and certainly the REU can deliver to your door. So it's very important, as we were talking about earlier, to shore up your efficiency first. If you're going to spend considerable money on a solar system, make sure that your envelope is well sealed, your insulation is well intact. My man Adrian would recommend a high R factor, and then radiant heat thermal barrier on the underside of your roof. It's another great investment that could mitigate as much as 97% of the heat gain into your attic.
The cheapest.
Yeah, I did radiant barrier when I built our house, so I understand that.
Excellent.
Do you have any idea what it costs to take that system down to put a roof on and then put it back up again? Is that a reasonably easy thing to do, or are we talking about a real difficult situation?
It's just moving things twice and having things doubly installed. It's really kind of a bad investment, frankly, that it's better to have a good long-term future of the integrity of that roof underneath the system before you would install it, sir.
Okay.
Thanks
very much.
Well, thanks a lot for your phone call.
If I can make a comment about the meeting last night, about
sure.
the city did a wonderful thing last night for the veterans. They removed the out of the lease. They removed the requirement for having a share in the proceeds that the museum will take in. So
yeah.
They really stepped up to the plate and did a terrific job.
Yeah, that was 5-0 on that, too. Yeah. Okay.
All right, thanks very much, folks.
You bet. Bye. Thank you so much for your phone call. And, our guests today have been Matt Madison, who is the Energy Services Program Coordinator for REU, and Adrian Mallory, the Energy Services Account Manager for Residential and Commercial. And you two have a date next door with another radio station right here. So,
yes, we do.
Any last things you want to say before you leave?
One last thing that wasn't brought up is very important. we got free snow cones on the north side.
Free snow cones. You know what? I was wavering. You know, when I heard that, wasn't a guarantee that I could get a junior electrical apprentice, you know, card.
That's a program under consideration and advisement. We're taking that into an advisement right now.
Okay. Actually, when we get you up in the bucket truck, we'll judge from there.
Okay. Hey, we can get up in the bucket truck, Linda.
Which provides a real beautiful vista looking over the Sundial Bridge and a really unique
perspective. Maybe we could get that from you, and we could, you know, for some parades or something, just kind of take it downtown and we could rent it.
Sure.
We'll just money for our year.
I like his idea. He's thinking outside the box, this guy.
Hey, thank you so much for being here. And that's June 19th. It starts at?
This Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30.
8 a.m. to 12:30. It's going to be a great time down there. It really sounds like it. So thank you so much for coming in.
It's all free.
And it's all free.
And thank you, both of you, for what you do.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, we're going to come back. We've got a number of things. Even though Patrick's not here, we're going to be talking about a number of things. Failed policies, things that happened last night, and just a number of other great topics. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bot. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course, homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Up in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460. Here we come, lock number 29 in. What
are they going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make it. You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 10th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 19th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to the Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, your community utility.
Love this. 14, 60 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny today with an 81. If you're just tuning in, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. I have to just read an email. We've got a couple things we want to cover, and that was really fun with the energy fair. I think we should go out there about 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, be first in line to get up in that
bucket.
I want to go up in that bucket.
Yeah.
And I want to try an energy cookie.
Oh, the solar thermal?
Yeah.
I need to make an announcement here. Mayor Patrick Jones was going to be on this morning and called in earlier. And that since the meeting went last night to like 3 in the morning by the time he got home, he asked that if he could postpone being on the show until Friday at 8 o'clock. And we have said, of course, we want him fresh and be able to handle the barbs and arrows that will be flying his way.
Absolutely. A funny email that came in I want to share with you guys. Living in 2010. You know you're living in 2010 when, number one, you accidentally enter your password on the microwave. Number two, you haven't played solitaire with real cards in years. Number three, you have a list of 15 phone numbers to reach your family of three. Number four, you email the person who works at the desk next to you.
Okay, now see here, I'm kind of sitting here with looking at this and listening. Bad Bob is rolling on the floor.
Mr. Boomer Tech gets this.
Boomer Tech rolling on the floor with his Hawaiian shirt. He thinks this is the funniest things he has ever heard. I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
Okay, you're living in 2010 when, number six, you pull up in your own driveway and use your cell phone to see if anyone is home to help you carry in the groceries. Number seven, every commercial on television has a website at the bottom of the screen. Number eight, leaving the house with your cell phone, which you didn't have the first 20 or 30 years or 60 years of your life, is now a cause for panic and you turn around to go get it.
Okay, I've done that.
Number, where's nine? There is no nine.
There's,
what happened to nine?
Well, who knows? It probably got deleted by accident.
Number ten. You get up in the morning and go online before getting your coffee. And you start tilting your head sideways to smile. I just had to go there. Okay, you know you're listening in 2010 when? Huh?
Oh, the smiley icon. Got it. Okay, hey, sorry.
I mean, I use those occasionally.
But some of that's true. You know what? And here's the other thing that bothers me the most when you get into it. How many of you really know somebody's phone number? I mean, I have called some people.
You don't even know mine.
Times. I don't know your phone number on the cell phone.
And
you're right.
Have you called me at home before from your office into the back of the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know the home phone number, but I do not know your cell phone number.
Yeah. Remember when speed dialing first came out, I asked my mom for my brother's number, and she goes, 3.
That's
well,
great.
You know what? We're being taken over, my friends, and you know I don't know if it's all good. Hey, you know, the fair. The Shasta District Fair is a running, and it's starting today. And Wednesday, it opens up at 11 a.m., which is just in a few hours, till 11 p.m. The gates close at 10 p.m. Pepsi, Waterworks Park, Power 94, Kids Day, kids 12 and under free, and something that Bob's really into, the Junior Senior Sheep Show. And why do you get so excited about that sheep show, Bob? You know what? Not quite as excited as you do about the tech stuff, but you're right in there. It's going to be in the livestock area, Junior Poultry Showmanship Livestock Area. It's going to have giveaways on the Pepsi stage. They're going to have freestyle motocross, mini motorcycles. Those are going to be in the grandstands at 5, 7, and 9 p.m. free. You're going to have, okay, now this is the big one. Cooks racing pigs on the schoolhouse lawn. 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. We will be taking bets on pig number 4. All right? That's starting today. You know, we love the fair. And you know what? Because we love the fair, we're going to give away 2 tickets. That's right. 2 tickets to the second caller. 2 tickets to the second caller, 605-4567. And then tonight, the California Department of Veterans Affairs hosting an all-hands meeting tonight at the Reading City Hall to provide veterans, especially those who return from active duty in Afghanistan and Iraq, with information about their benefits. The meeting's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Reading City Council Chambers. They're going to be discussing post-traumatic stress, the new GI Bill, and employment opportunities. So again, tonight from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Reading City Council Chambers will be the California Department of Veterans Affairs all hands meeting. So if you've got questions, this is a good place to go to like this. We're going to take a quick break here. Phone lines are going hot. I think we're probably going to get ready to give away those tickets. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, we're having a great time today. It's going to be a great day. Today is the opening of FAIR. I love it. Join us after these messages.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There is one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at kcnr1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Good morning. It's currently 60 degrees. Going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 81. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. 8:23 in the morning.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Off Athens Avenue in Cypress Square, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black give you haircuts No styling there. And you know what? It's their 50th anniversary. That's right, the 50th anniversary of the Cypress Square Barbershop. And you know what? Our good friend Rich Bay was there on opening day for his haircut for his 21st birthday. That's right. 50 years ago, this week, he had that haircut when he was 21. So I guess that makes Rich about 71 now. So, also, anyway, but the you won't find a hairstylist in there. You're not going to find the gel. You're not going to find the hair dryers. You know, we've talked about it. These guys just give great haircuts. These gents give great haircuts. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to get your haircut. The Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold off of Athens Avenue.
Well, I know you've been holding back on an article that you have there that you want to...
Well, you know, we're talking again about the... here it comes. The one about our budget. Guess what's not going to happen again? That's right. Our budget's not going to happen again. And now both Brown and Meg Whitman are talking about it. The Tuesday's constitutional, you see, the incompetence, this is what they both said, marveling at the incompetence in the Capitol, where Tuesday's constitutional deadline for the legislature to approve a spending plan is almost certain to be missed again. You know, they're talking about there's nothing that even resembles a way of fixing and closing the state's $19.1 billion. That's right, $19.1 billion deficit. And, of course, the Democrats are saying this is a lose-lose for the candidates because they try to fix it. You're going to come in there. This is the doctor coming in saying, hey, look, you're not going to make it unless I have to do all of these things, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. Well, even though the process is broken, nobody has actually said how to do it. You know, Schwarzenegger is coming up with a plan, which would be a significant downsizing of the government. Well, imagine that. If you have a private business and you're going through all of these problems, don't you downsize? Don't you start cutting back on everything? Of course you do. You don't, you know, you don't just keep spending. You don't keep borrowing. And that's exactly what they're trying to do on some of these. With what Schwarzenegger wants to do, he wants to do away with the he wants to downsize the government. He wants to do away entirely with principal welfare programs. He wants to freeze school spending and greatly diminish a multitude of other services, and I'm getting this off an AP thing, that Californians have long been able to rely on. Social services, Californians have been long able to rely on. Tax-funded programs that other people have. How many illegals are on these programs? People talk about Meg Whitman going, oh, gosh, you know, she's being so harsh on the illegals. Excuse me. Isn't it time to be harsh for people that are here illegally? Why should people here illegally be getting a break on school tuition? Explain that one to me. Why should people that are here illegally get to the front of the line? Why is that? Anyway, okay, now here you go. The leaders of the Democrats here, and they control the legislature, the Assembly and the Senate, have come up with two plans, a cluster of tax increases proposed by the Senate Democrats, and what largely amounts to a massive borrowing scheme put forward in the Assembly. Congratulations, Democrats. You're so busy taking away our rights to own weapons, you can't pass a budget. You can't even come up with a program. It doesn't mean huge tax increases or that you are borrowing, massive borrowing. How do you think we got into this? You know, I asked Whitman, why do you want to be governor? I thought that was a clever question. And she goes, well, everybody asked me that. So, but she said she thinks she can bring in a new attitude, new ways of doing this, new ways of bringing business. And if you bring in business and you cut taxes, that you can bring the revenues up. Well, you know, here's my whole thing on this. Can anybody work with that legislature? Can anybody work with the Assembly and the Senate the way they're set up? Can anybody try to bring these people together? And so they pass something that's good for the state. And, of course, this reaches all the way up, of course, to the federal government. Can we actually agree on doing things that are good for the doing good for America? Can we do anything that will help America, that will help California, that gets over this bipartisan or this nonpartisanship? Anything that we could do to get together? Is there anything? What one thing could they ever agree on in California, in Sacramento, except to give themselves raises? I mean, they agree on that. Or give themselves a new car every 3 years. They like that. And then, and I tell you what, I've been in some of the offices up there, and the word palatial, let me put it this way. The governor's office in some of the countries I've been in don't even hold a candle to some of the senior leadership in Sacramento. And you know, not all of them. I mean, you know, not the assembly offices and all that, but I'm talking about the senior leadership offices in Sacramento. Do yourself a favor, my friends. If you haven't done it, go down and visit them. See how they live down there.
See, I'm okay. I know we got to take a break. I kind of have a disagreement when it comes to palatial. When you use the word palatial, you know, well, I have a different look on it.
That's
right.
Yeah. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lori London. BP's head honchos are meeting at the White House.
The president only expected to join for part of the meeting. The main topic, setting up a compensation fund, one that White House advisor David Axelrod says is not controlled by BP.
So people in the Gulf don't get slow-walked
right
on their legitimate claims.
Republicans also support pressuring BP to pay up.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. Republicans are critical of the president's push for clean energy last night while the disaster is still going on. Separately, BP has started burning siphoned oil.
This is another first attempt at a collection technique, burning off oil as it's collected from the capped well at the Deepwater Horizon site. Some of the crude they're capturing is being sent up a special boom and then ignited. And the energy company thinks they can burn off anywhere between 210,000 and 420,000 gallons a day this way.
Fox Radio's Eben Brown says it's part of BP's plan to capture nearly 90% of the flow. This is a Fox News alert.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls.
But diamonds work best, and rubies and emeralds and opals.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He's back! I found him! He's really back!
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde!
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original, never needs any introduction, Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144.
Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater July 2nd. America, sweet land of liberty, where its residents dared to dream the dream, pay the price, and share the cost for living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. Ticket sales will benefit the new Veterans Memorial Building, located in the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877. Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Hey, this is Carl Buff from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio, and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Good morning, Reading. It's currently 61 degrees out, mostly sunny today with a high of 81. The weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. As a matter of fact, please do put on your calendar the 25th in the evening. I'm going to be doing jazz out there. And plus, that day, boy, I'll tell you what, on the 25th, just mark your calendars everywhere.
Big day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have on our show Colonel Garrity, and he is going to be talking about his experiences with Beirut. But there's so much to this gentleman and his experience in working with the CIA and other intelligence. And also at noon at Tobacco and Brew, he'll be there. You'll get to meet him. You'll get to hear him talk. He's going to be signing his book. We don't want to miss that.
We want to invite everybody to this because, one, he's a great speaker. But, two, he's got information that that he shares. And this man comes from where he knows this stuff, plus the fact of his book. So we are – Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley are offering up the community room there. So we can – have our regular, we can have our internet show, but also people can come up, ask him questions, and then have the ability to have him sign his books. And then, of course, then that night we go out there and we have dinner, we sing, we dance, we have a great time out of it.
And Beth, congratulations, Beth! You won you were the second caller for the tickets, the two tickets to the Shasta County Fair. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about
palatial offices
at the Capitol.
Yeah.
And I
disagree.
They have done a beautiful restoration project in the 70s for the Capitol, and it's like the Cascade Theater. When they redid the Cascade Theater, there's gold leafing. It's restoring it back to its originality, and back to its original nature. And when we went into a few of the offices, to me, I did not think that was palatial. I think what they do have are beautiful pieces of antique furniture, which is large, which is shiny, dark wood. You know, of course, red carpeting and chandeliers. Okay. But this is okay. It's not. I can't.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree. You know, this is stuff that's been there for a long time. But the offices are huge in there. When we walked in, I'm not talking about the assembly members. I'm talking about the Senate minority leader. And I imagine the Senate majority leader's office looks just the same. Large office spaces. It's very well appointed in there. But I guess my bottom line is it's $19.7 billion in the hole. Are they cutting back on their staffs? Are they cutting back on the amount of money they're being paid? Do you see them cutting back where that instead of having 12 people there to help manage a place, they're down to 10 or 8? I mean, do we see that? No.
Well, let's go back. Just back up for a minute because here, you know, I happen to like heritage and preserving heritage. And when we go to the Capitol in Washington, I mean, they have the Lincoln Room. They have where they do the White House dinners. I think that's important. We need that.
Okay, I agree with that.
I don't think we need gold sinks and gold toilets. That's palatial. Okay, there, I just had to clear that off of my plate when I think of the word palatial.
When I go and I look at the whole photo or whole picture, and I see what you're saying. And you're right. We have to have standards, and back in the White House and our legislative in the assembly floor, and it's all beautiful. But I'm just saying is how much money is spent that could be cut back on things like offices, staff, on those things. You know, and when it gets into this, it's almost like you're going into, and I've been into several palaces, as you have. It's kind of like going into a palace in many cases. I mean, there's all these people running around. How many of them really are needed there? You know, have they really taken a look at what's needed and what cuts they can make? I mean, you know, we're running through the same thing in Reading. Why can't they do the same thing in Sacramento? You know, and then they come up with a plan, all these cuts, and the opposition, you know, the Republican governor in name, comes up with all these plans to balance the budget, make all these cuts, and it's being opposed. And what they want to do is raise taxes, and this is a great time to raise taxes, or borrow money. I mean, what kind of idiots did we put down there? Anyway, okay, enough of that. Let's... let's have a break, because I'm going to come back. I want to talk about how Bush's failed promises have caused Obama lots of problems. Call on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals, to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything, until I heard about pre-planning your own, final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first, until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Bye. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is 8:44 in the morning. We're streaming on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew. Espresso Joe's, 30 types of coffee, 60 ways of fixing it. You can get it any way you want it there. The girls from Tobacco and Brew know how to make coffee. Joe and Shelly have a great place. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. You know, gangs. And this is something we want to talk about. Trying to get Chief Hansen on the show also. We can talk about that. Next week, in fact, we're going to be gone for 2 days on the 23rd and 24th.
Can I?
And Mark Beecham will be here. And we'll. You know, I think he's going to have Chief Hansen will be on his show talking about this. But if you take a look at what's going on, if you look at the paper, Record Searchlight, you know, the chief says, you know, gang violence is surging. Well, yeah, I mean, we've had three or four incidents now. And then this latest one is in the park over there by the library. Some people pull. Some guy giving some people out there a bad time. And when he left, brought back some of his friends, pulled a knife, and the police came down and arrested him. We are having a larger problem. As you also probably know, we're not going to be doing any layoffs this summer. It doesn't mean they're not going to be going on later on, but they're going to be surging police units in those areas. They're going to be bringing in other forces. They're going to be going hard after the known gangs. It looks like the Northerners and the Southerners, and others, of course, I didn't pronounce it in their Spanish names, are starting to use Redding as a place to recruit and maybe have a little turf war. This is some of the things that people are saying. And by the way, even though they are started out originally as Hispanic gangs, they are no longer just Hispanic gangs. They will take anybody in their gangs. They're equal opportunity joiners. They're equal opportunity gangs. And it's nice to know that, you know, that political correctness has reached the criminals like that. Anyway, so they're going to be addressing those questions. Now, one of the things I talked about is how Bush has destroyed the Obama administration. And I, of course, did not write this. This came out of an opinion piece by a guy named Chuck Green. And I think it's kind of, I think it's interesting. And what he's saying is, he broke Obama's promise. This is George Bush, who doesn't have a vote in Congress, who no longer occupies the White House. Everything's been his fault. He broke Obama's promise to put all the bills on the White House website for 5 days before signing them. He broke Obama's promise to have congressional health care negotiations broadcast live on C-SPAN. He broke Obama's promise to end earmarks. He broke Obama's promise to disclose the names of all attendees at closed White House meetings. And he broke Obama's promise to end the no-compete contracts with the government. He made Obama break his promise to end the hiring of foreign lobbyists in the high White House jobs. All the broken promises, all the failed legislation, all this is George Bush's fault. And especially you can look at like the decision of Eric Holder, the president's attorney general, to hold the terrorist trials in New York City, or his decision to try the Christmas Day underpants bomber as a civilian. Two really bad decisions that we can still blame on George Bush. So, I find this amusing, really, that, of course, the man wrote it tongue-in-cheek, but to keep blaming the Bush administration, as some people still are doing. I mean, I love to read the blog. Well, you know, where were you 8 years ago? Well, it's been over a year, my friends. I was talking to we were talking to friends last night, and we talked about what was going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. In Iraq, of course, we lost another warrior there last week. In Afghanistan, in a period of like 10 days, we lost 20 wounded and killed. And the problem is that, you know, the publicity that used to be there in the media is no longer there. And why is that? We've still got two wars going on. And they're President Obama's wars. He, if you look at it, and my friend who is fiscally conservative, he's liberal social on social issues. He said, you know, if you just divorce everything else, if you just isolate everything else, that Obama is a very hawk-like president. And I said, well, in what ways? He said, well, he has not backed off in Iraq. And I said, that's true. He's following the plan that had been written like 4 years ago and how we're drawing down. He says he's surged into Afghanistan, and he's increased the number of drone attacks by 10 to 15 times anything it was in the Bush administration in Afghanistan along the borders in Pakistan. And I guess if you look at it like that, I guess you could say that Obama's very hawkish out there, and which I think is costing him huge, huge followings in the very far left who voted for him to end the wars, not increase the number of people fighting, not to increase the money that we're spending on it, and not to increase the casualties list. I don't think he's... I'm not saying I disagree with Obama on this one. In fact, I think he's probably, you know, I thought he following the same footprint or the same plan that Bush had written years ago on how to get out of Iraq was good. And he's still going after the terrorists. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Are you one of the many people who have been avoiding going to the dentist? I know how you feel. That's right. I understand why many people just don't feel comfortable going to the dentist, and I've done something about it. My name is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care, and I'm talking about sedation dentistry. It's a safe, gentle way for you to be relaxed and comfortable through your whole appointment. I'll simply give you a small pill, and before you know it, your appointment will be over. Best of all, once we're finished, most people hardly remember a thing. And since sedation lets us get more done in each visit, you may only need one or two appointments. Sedation is such a comfortable and relaxing way to have your dentistry done, you'll never want to have it done any other way. And I promise you this, we will never embarrass or judge anyone about their fears or about the condition of their teeth. We're here to help.
For more information or to make an appointment, call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or learn more on the web at RedingSedationDentist.com.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Hey, Dad.
Morning, son.
Shh.
You know, you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five-star.
Five-star cast?
Five-star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five-Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five-Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, it's good. Can I tell you how good it is? Talking about a mocha that was just delivered, I can be bought.
Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR. Somebody just walked in bringing coffee. And you know what? Here's an easy way to get on this show.
And he's a wise man. He brought something for the engineer.
That's right. That's right. You know what? You know, we can talk to you, but he just keeps the mics turned off, sometimes by accident, sometimes on purpose.
Owner of River City Java.
Cameron Middleton.
Got your fingers in so many pies, so many wonderful things. Planning Commission. You were there last night.
At the city council meeting. I was on the junior varsity. I left at midnight.
You know, we've only got 5 minutes left in this segment, but what the hell happened last night?
Boy, there were some fireworks, to say the least. I went initially for the Salt Creek project. Of course, we approved that at the Planning Commission level, and then it was approved last night for
now,
council.
The big problem with this was that there's like 13 sites, I understand, which was a problem that we were going out over the river, but they were going to be hard to defend during fire season. Was that the whole thing?
There were a dozen lots, outpads, that came out from the actual subdivision itself. And we had to try, and we really were trying to play a balance with those between the fire protection and the encroachment into the greenway. And so we came up with a bit of a compromise at the Planning Commission level to include the outpads. Staff had recommended 6, recommended we deny 6. The Planning Commission recommended 11 of the 12 to be placed in their existing locations. And what we had to do was, again, try and mitigate some of those issues. And we came up with a compromise trying to only clear 130 feet. The council decided to go with the outpads, but they went with the fire marshal's recommendation to do a full 200 feet of clearing.
So what impact is that going to have on the green belts? And
it's going to have more impact on the green belt, but allow more space, more defensible space, and more clearing for the fire protection of the homes.
Well, you got to have that because, I mean, we've had that fire that went up on Eureka, if you remember last year before it went right through there. I mean, and so you need that defensible space.
Yeah.
There were some people fighting against that, right?
Oh, there were. And, you know, that's good. That's healthy. We want to make sure that we have public comment, that people are there. It's great to go into a city council meeting and see it packed.
Oh, well, you know, they had so many. You know, they could have taken like 2 or 3 of these subjects and spread them out. But to have them all hit at one time, I mean, that's why Jones isn't on today, is that, you know, they were 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, we have Cameron Middleton and some fabulous coffee, so, hey, you had your boots on the ground, so what else happened?
Well, actually, it was a few other interesting things. Of course, the ballot measures were passed last night to be put on the ballot in November regarding the pensions.
We're going to talk about that Friday, too.
Yeah, the other one.
Questions about that.
And the reason I actually went was with regards to the lease agreement for the Turtle Bay Hotel. And actually, I wasn't speaking specifically to the lease agreement, but one of the things that a few of us in town here have inquired about, and it's been brought up a little bit, is possibly doing a master plan for the Turtle Bay Civic Center campus, the rodeo grounds. We've got the Convention Visitor Bureau building, which is now empty. There's a 5-acre parcel just to the south of Turtle Bay. We've got mention of hotels, the Civic Center itself. We have the rodeo grounds, the other leaseholders. And, you know, people were talking about IMAX theaters, planetariums, and it's a crown jewel. It's a really great spot down there, but we have ingress-egress issues, transportation, parking, city services, and we need to address those.
Yeah, and you know what, and just to be purely mercenary about the whole thing is how much can the city of Reading get out of this? You know, I mean, if it's going to be a viable area, if we're going to give up a lot of this stuff, we need to get, you know, shekels. We need coin. We need the stuff to come back to help, you know, rebuild our economy here.
Yeah, I would have liked to see in that lease agreement something going back towards the Civic Center or even possibly the general plan. Maybe a little something off that sublease.
Yeah.
Something, maybe the 5 acres in return. Just see a little bit of give and take.
That's what I'm thinking here. You know, I'm not exactly understanding how it's all kind of, you know, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. It's got nothing to do with the Turtle Bay, you know, museum. But, you know, there's stuff being flowing back and forth here, I understand. Like when you all voted for this, you know, for the hotel and making those changes, which you would have done anyway, and you came on here and said that, and nobody was mentioning the fact it was because Turtle Bay was going to build a hotel there.
Right, right. And, that was the thing with the zoning change, and that really wasn't indicated to us at the time. Now, we still have the use permit for the hotel, which will be coming before the Planning Commission. So we'll decide that and evaluate it on its merits. And I mean, I think there are some issues. I mean, generally, it's a good project, but we need to take a look at the specifics.
And, you know, I know you all are going to look at it fairly as, you know, but because we need honest, you know, honest appraisals of this. And, you know, it's away from politics, which is impossible, I'm sure, but still. Well, great. We're going to have you get back on with maybe a couple of your fellow Planning Commission members on here. Let's talk about that. So, you know, any time that we're going to be building a bunch of stuff, we don't have a master plan, we're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, and that's one, too, in particular. Because of the particular location, the ingress-egress is only one way in and out. limited parking, limited area. You can't develop to the any one of the four sides.
You can run across the Sundial Bridge.
I don't think they're going to allow parking at the Arboretum, but I mean everything's on the table. So,
okay, we got a minute left. You know, tomorrow on our show we have our lady from Hayfork. It's going to be talking about the marijuana problems up there, the marijuana wars going on, and that's going to be a big
talk about boots on the ground. She's right smack in the middle
right
of it.
Right in the middle of it, and
we might even be able to hear gunfire in the background. She's calling us live.
They're shooting all the time out there. So we'll have Christine on tomorrow, and then, of course, Patrick Jones will be there on Friday. Our guest who's just walked in is Cameron Middleton from the Planning Commission. Thanks so much, Cameron, for stopping by. And
you bet.
Off.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for
guys.
The coffee
Good morning.
From River City Java.
Yeah. Just call on the bottom, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. The head of BP, face-to-face with President Obama, who's scheduled to speak shortly following their White House meeting. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz is there.
The White House has made it clear this is no social visit.
We have specific business to transact with them.
Top White House advisor David Axelrod says one big part of that business is creating a fund that will pay out claims, one that BP doesn't control. Meanwhile, the administration is defending the president's pitch for his energy proposals in last night's address. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president is missing the point.
The question is, are we going to get the leak stopped, and what are we going to do to keep that oil offshore?
Republicans say cap and trade won't cap the well. Lisa?
Thanks, Mike. This as BP lights a fire on oil containment efforts. Fox Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Lisa, BP is now burning some of the oil it's pulling up from the capped well. It's another new tactic that's being tried for the first time, using a special boom to collect oil from the well and ignite it without it leaking into the Gulf. BP's